North Shore Today,
the area's only daily news podcast
on msonewsports.com.
Along with Bill Newell, I'm Rick Moore, and this is North Shore Today for Wednesday, March 18, 2020.
The president of North Shore Medical Center said the hospital is prepared to handle a surge of coronavirus patients, but also cautions that it's hard to predict exactly how big the crisis will become. Paul Layton writing in today's Salem News, quote, "The problem is we're preparing for the worst, but we really don't know what's coming," said Dr. David Roberts. "It's an unknown," Roberts said. The Salem hospital was about 82% at capacity on Tuesday, which he said is about average. There were 14 patients in the intensive care unit, and we can accommodate up to 20. "The wave has not hit us in a big way as of today," he said. "I don't know the size of the wave, and I don't know when it would come." Much more on this story in today's Salem News.
Senator Bruce Tarr is reporting on his TarrTalk.com site that the Massachusetts Registry of Motor Vehicles, RMV, is announcing that today, Wednesday, March 18, it will reopen 7 of its 30 customer service center locations while asking that customers who do not have immediate needs for required in-person services delay their visits. The RMV facilities that are being reopened prioritize regional availability, accessibility, and facility size and capacity. To assist with social distancing and reducing facility volume, customers are asked to not bring multiple individuals with them. Meanwhile, AAA locations will continue to offer select RMV services to AAA members, and road tests will be suspended indefinitely. Only the following 7 RMV centers will be open effective March 18 until further notice: Boston/Haymarket, Brockton, Fall River, Lawrence, Pittsfield, Plymouth, and Worcester. Hearings will be conducted at Boston/Haymarket, Brockton, Fall River, Lawrence, and Worcester. Hearings at the Pittsfield RMV occur weekly on Wednesdays and are scheduled to resume on March 25. No hearings will be conducted in Plymouth. You can read much more about this in detail at TarrTalk.com.
Oral health care will not be available for many throughout the state as dentists are closing down their practices temporarily to comply with the strong recommendations from the Massachusetts Dental Society. Gayla Colley writing in today's Daily Item of Lynn that only patients requiring emergency dental care will be seen for the next 3 weeks. Guidance that is aimed at slowing the spread of COVID-19, better known as the coronavirus. Several Lynn area dentists said Monday that they have opted to heed the nonprofit's recommendation to close their offices to patients seeking elective and non-urgent care until April 6, which had just been communicated to them that morning. Gayla Colley has much more on that story in today's Daily Item.
Sean Horgan's reporting in today's Gloucester Times. Massachusetts lobster stakeholders mobilized Tuesday to address an eroding retail market and plummeting prices exacerbated by the market contracting novel coronavirus and the restaurant restrictions imposed to combat it. On the day when Massachusetts restaurants officially were barred from offering on-site dining for at least 3 weeks, boat prices for live lobster were reported to dip as low as $3 a pound in Maine and $3.25 in Massachusetts, and wholesale dealers were trying to determine their next steps. Joe Shimitaro, one of the owners of Captain Joe and Sons in East Gloucester, is reported as saying, "Right now, we're trying to figure out what we're going to do." There were reports that some lobstermen in Maine and Massachusetts are selling their catch on contingency, or what is referred to as an open ticket transaction with no set price. The dealer would get the best price available and pass along a percentage to the boat. Beth Cassoni, executive director of the Massachusetts Lobstermen's Association, said she heard that some dealers in Maine were refusing to buy any more lobsters. She said she had not heard of any Massachusetts wholesale dealers taking that step yet. The government ordered restrictions that instituted at least a 3-week closure of on-site retail dining, where the vast majority of lobsters are consumed, has been a crushing blow for the industry. More on this story in today's Gloucester Times.
The Salem News is reporting that a medevac flight was dispatched to the vicinity of 968 Bay Road in Hamilton at about 8:45 on Tuesday night, shortly after a report of a motor vehicle crash with the ejection that was broadcast over a police band radio. The staff reports report that according to the Hamilton police, the male victim was still alive when he was med flighted to Beverly Hospital. Bay Road heading north off of a long stretch takes a wide sweeping turn to the right as it passes that crash location. No additional information was available at press time.
Tim McCarthy is writing in today's Tri-Town transcript that organizers and the family of Colleen Ritzer have chosen to postpone the 7th annual Step Up for Colleen event, originally scheduled for May 3 in Andover, until later this year out of public health concerns surrounding COVID-19. Organizers wrote on the event website, following the guidance of state officials, the 7th annual Step Up for Colleen will be postponed to a later date or, if needed, shifted to a virtual event. We're working with town officials to explore alternative dates in the summer or fall. While this has been an extremely difficult decision to make, your health and safety are our top priority. Organizers are considering a virtual race, which would allow participants to take part on their own pace and time over social media and other places.
That will do it for us on this Wednesday. Thanks so much for joining us. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. This is North Shore Today, a daily news podcast produced by MSONewsSports.com. And we do want to hear from you. You can email us at MSONewsSports@gmail.com. MSONewsSports@gmail.com. Have a great Wednesday, everybody.